From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. A big beach closure for the rest of the summer, a horrible tragedy outside a religious school in Lakewood, and the mystery of the big boom had you talking to us last week. We begin down the shore, where a popular beach that has prohibited swimming several times already this summer will remain off limits for the rest of the season.
After two consecutive tests that showed a higher than acceptable level of fecal bacteria in the water, it was decided that Beachwood Beach West on the Toms River would stay open, but swimming there would not be permitted. The decision was made by the mayor and borough council for, quote, the safety, health, and welfare of the residents and others. Ocean County's public health coordinator slash health officer told New Jersey 101.5 that the beach has long had an issue with the dangerous contents of its water, though swimming there was not allowed last year due to a lifeguard shortage. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Should cell phones be banned during the school day? This is the latest question to befuddle New Jersey districts as they get ready for a new school year. A majority of teachers say cell phone use is a major classroom distraction. A handful of districts have already banned the use of phones in class. There is discussion of a statewide ban. Many parents have pushed back on the policies, arguing when emergencies arise, they need to be able to reach their children. There have been many studies that show cell phone use and constant access to social media during the school day hinders education. The school superintendent in Wayne under fire by parents for extreme wokeness. Mark Toback is his name, and he issued a public apology for a quiz question that called ISIS a terrorist group, which it is. But he apologized for what he called an offensive question and promised cultural sensitivity training for teachers. Angry parents hammered Toback at the latest school board meeting and said he shouldn't be apologizing for teaching a fact. The apology followed objections from a Muslim group that claimed the question, as phrased, associated Muslims with terrorists. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable the news app alerts on our mobile app. It'll be sent right to your phone every morning. Jersey drivers are soon going to pay more to go into Pennsylvania.
The Delaware River Port Authority Board has voted unanimously to increase tolls for four bridges from South Jersey into Pennsylvania. Tolls are increasing from $5 currently up to $6 starting August 1st. It applies to the Ben Franklin, Betsy Ross, Walt Whitman, and Commodore Barry bridges. It's the first increase in 13 years for those crossings. The authority says the hike will fund long-term capital projects and the maintenance of aging infrastructure. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
That loud boom that so many of you heard over a large portion of New Jersey last Tuesday was likely a sonic boom that came from a fighter jet running along what is known as the Atlantic Test Track. It's a stretch of sky off the Jersey shore where military planes are often on maneuvers. Military officials confirmed a plane launched from a Maryland base reached supersonic speeds. The fact the noise was heard at the same time a meteor was streaking over New Jersey was just a coincidence. NASA, meanwhile, revised some of the data about that meteor seen Tuesday morning. The space agency says it originated over New York City, passed west into New Jersey, traveling at about 38,000 miles an hour, passing over the Statue of Liberty before disintegrating about 29 miles above the ground. An Ocean County man has been charged in the death of a baby that was left in a hot car. The Ocean County prosecutor has charged Avraham Chytovsky with child endangerment. The 28-year-old father from Jackson is accused of leaving his 8-week-old infant daughter in a hot car outside a Hebrew school in Lakewood last Monday. Police found the baby girl dead shortly before 2 p.m. on one of the hottest days of the year. This is the first hot car death in New Jersey of 2024, but the 15th in New Jersey since 1998. A suspicious death of a dog led to an investigation that ultimately uncovered illegal drugs.
Police became aware of the dog's death on July 12th while at a grooming session at Canine Kingdom in Woodbury Heights. Part of the investigation involved a search warrant on the local business, with police describing owner Trevor Hunt as being uncooperative at one point. The search led to the discovery of drugs inside Hunt's business. He was charged with resisting arrest, tampering with evidence, possession of drugs, and possession of drugs with intent to distribute. He's been arrested and is being held at Salem County Jail. Jill Croce, New Jersey, 101. 101.5 News.
The Internal Revenue Service issuing an alert for New Jerseyans about a series of scams and inaccurate social media advice. Social media schemes have led to thousands of inflated refund claims during the past tax season, according to IRS spokesman John Fold. One of these scams centers around the fuel tax credit. It's meant for off-highway businesses, farming, aviation, and commercial fishing use.
And it's not available for most taxpayers. And what we're seeing is that the social media instructs taxpayers to claim this credit despite them not being eligible for it.
If you falsely claim this fuel tax credit, you're subject to a penalty of $5,000 for each return that claimed that improper credit. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content's available anytime on demand. Just go to nj1015.com or our mobile app. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at nj1015.com. Join us Monday morning for New Jersey's First News, live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.